the other stuff that we know now. We bring it to them and we say, this group of people, they will find that Son of the God. Who will believe us? No one. The guy is gone. No. Even after years, they sit down and they draw it. Because it's there. Fact. This is something that you should understand. When something is a fact, it's always there. Good eye will see it. From the historical moment, they explain that your eyes are the window to your soul. And it is. Have you ever watched the face of these serial killers? You see a face with no emotion at all. And with a little bit of practice, you could really see it. This is what it is. What I did wrong is here. Forever? Up to the moment that feeling is here. When I stop and I change, I repent, I change. What does that mean, I change? Now, it's easy to say, I change. That's not the change we are talking about. He, at the beginning of the paragraph, talked about that change. He said, listen, you're loving something could not be changed except to be replaced with another love. That's what it is. Your feeling should be different. So you should change. Before that, you were always that, because you changed how you look. Could you change your heart? No. Could you change your subconscious? No. You know that you have a subconscious, and you know that the psychiatrist could look at that subconscious. This is how it works. The people who understand that feeling of love. I hope you don't forget that this is the book to explain to you why you should understand that you don't understand love. Because love is not to understand. Love is something to fall in. That's what love is. So, you could change. Here, you would say, okay, the guy doesn't really want to change, but okay, let's do something good. He goes and prays. The RF will look at him and say, you are that son of a bitch. But what? Could he punish him? Could he even bring it out? Yes, he could. But what's the use? He will bring it out, he will deny it, he will run away. Period, right? The guy turns out, okay, I'll pray for you. Why not? Because you, the sick person, cannot influence the doctor. This is the doctor you went to, right? This is the psychiatric doctor. You cannot cheat him. But he will treat you as a sick person, not as a healthy person. Yes.
The holy man knew his secret, but like the forbearance of God, he did not divulge it. On his lips is a lock.
Did you pay attention that he is not bringing it out, not because he is a very good guy? No. This is his style. That pity which is coming from the Creator to all of us, that will make him to decide to keep it quiet. Yes?
On his lips is a lock, while his heart is full of mysteries. His lips are silent, though his heart is filled with voices. Gnostics who have drunk of the cup of God have known the mysteries and kept them hidden. Whosoever has been taught the mysteries of the action, his lips are sealed and closed. He laughed softly and said, O evil-natured one, may God cause thee to repent of that which thou knowest.
Did you hear the prayer? He looks at the God and he'll understand that, okay, this is a sick person. Extremely sick. Could he change himself? Of course not. Looking at him, you're seeing that even to me he's not honest. So what? I pray for you. May God will put you in a situation that you will change, because that is luck. Yes, and you could get lucky. Couldn't you? What is this luck? When they talk about luck, you think that, okay, well, yeah, I hear about it because I haven't won the lotto yet. So, yes, but there is some people. You don't understand what luck is. You are lucky billion. It's not million. Billion times a day to remain alive. This is what it is. This is what life really is. A living creature has a very tiny chance to remain alive, because every living creature is the food for other living creatures, period. This is what it is. Without food, what would happen to you? That's what it is. We are lucky moment by moment by moment, because if you look at it, how simple it is for the life to vanish. Nowadays we know that how many times it happened. The dinosauruses were here and period. One fact, one piece of stone. And now we have the picture. Have you seen? It's a cloud of those stones all around us. Yes. But because of what? Why the life is remaining on the earth? Because it's given the chances again and again and again. Do you know why? Why your mother slept with your father? That's the element of chance between 500 million sperms. One of them made me, and this is it, that one, and the strongest and the best will remain and go on, and this genetic improvement and all of that is what? So here he will talk about that yes, you could get lucky to be punished, because then you could transform. That's why you shouldn't be the judge of the things that happen to you and call them all negative. There are things that happen to you and it looks negative, but it's the best thing that could happen to you. Read this life story of the other people, you will see the Lord, that the guy will explain that, I thought this is the worst. I remember for 1 year, thousands of people, no exaggeration, thousands of people talking, and they all said, how unlucky you were. And everybody knew that I am the unluckiest person on the earth, because I had a good life and I was doing the fantastic stuff. I had the best position socially, and I had the properties here and there and there and there, and a couple of cars, and everything was fantastic. I went for a trip to Germany for 2 weeks, and Saddam Hussein attacked Iran, war started, and I cannot go back. Am I lucky or unlucky? Anyone? Now, in that time, everybody was serious. That, listen, I was the general secretary of Iranian Architect Association. I had my office. I had everything. My life was fantastic, and suddenly I was left in Germany without a penny. Yeah. I had to go and do the jewelry making and stuff like that. Are you listening? Ha ha ha. Because it's years now that I say, thank you, Mr. Saddam Hussein. Because if not, I wasn't living in Vancouver. My immigration happened just like that. Because I had nothing to do. I remember when I went to get a visa to come to Canada to visit the friends, the lady asked me, okay, what will happen if you find a job over there? I said, I have nothing, nowhere. Anywhere I find a job, I will be there. She smiled. Honest, I said, okay, are you planning? She goes, no, I'm planning to go back. All my belonging is over there. I'm just going to visit the friends. And honestly, I came to visit the friends. Then the magic happened, and I went somewhere. Somebody who knew me from years ago, we were working, and he was working in Arthur D. Little's company when I was working on Master Plan of Tehran. He saw me in an office that I went to say, okay, I'm looking for a job too. Look at the office. So this is the guy that I was talking about. Don't let him go. He gave me a job offer. The next office because of that, blah, 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 all of that, then I immigrated. And I'm happy I did. So that was a good luck or bad luck. That is the point. You never know. Because when it happens, you could think that, what? Okay, my life had changed as much as I don't even care about what I had over there, and I don't let them even talk about it with me. My friends know it. So, understand that the changes, every little change is a hint for you to change, because if you remain the same, you're old. You're old-fashioned, you're bad, you're rotten. You should change every single moment of the life, the experiences for that. So the prayer was that he laughed and said, I pray that the God will give repentance from the stuff that you know, as if I don't. Yes. Now, Rumi will explain this to you. Before that happens, yes.
Explaining that the prayer is a Gnostic who is united with God, and his petition to God are like the petition of God to himself. For I am to him an ear and an eye and a tongue and a hand. God has said, and thou didst not throw when thou threwest, but God threw. And there are many verses and traditions and narrations on this subject. And an exposition of the way in which God devises means in order that taking hold of the sinner's ear, they may lead him to the repentance of Nasir.
What are we talking about here? Listen carefully, because this is a very important point to feel if you want to understand what we're talking about. Says nobody pays attention to this, that you do the mistake, everybody will do, but the environment is organized in a way